The Cat's Cradle. It's amazing what you will do when you are too dumb to know any better. I spent that summer in Chapel Hill having little or no idea what to do next. We had all chipped in and bought the theater, but had planned to wait 2 years before moving out there, giving us time to raise the money to keep it and to make sure we were all committed to the venture. After writing 2 plays in a year, I needed a rest, and languishing in the Carolina summer heat was perfect. Charlie Huntley, one of the filmmakers who had worked on Feast, was the drummer for a local band. He asked me if I would like to try my hand at stand-up comedy between sets at their weekly gig at the Cat's Cradle. During the course of our tour, I had become somewhat more comfortable with speaking in public, since we had a question-and-answer period with the audience after each show. Stand-up had intrigued me, and I had a collection of funny stories about my sex life. Up to that point, between misinformation and my own ineptitude, my sex life had been a debacle. The Cat's Cradle was a fairly safe place to do stand-up because so many friends would be in the audience. I decided to give it a shot. I was awful. I mean, really dreadful. Like, scary bad. I found it much harder than the nerve-shattering experience of watching one of my plays being performed. I don't know if there is anything like standing up in front of a group of people and trying to make them laugh. Okay, sure, there's trying to remove your own gallbladder with a penknife, but besides that, I can't think of much else. And boy, was I ever trying to make them laugh. But between the dry mouth, the shakes, the vertigo, and the nausea, I was a mess. I have a tape of the performance, and I truly can't listen to more than 10 seconds of it. The opening goes something like this. Lewis, Black, and, well, tonight, we are, well, you know, I got some laughs, but mostly nervous ones that are caused by the tension of watching someone who doesn't know what he is doing. John John was on stage with me, and in a desperate attempt to get a laugh, get off the stage, and find an endless supply of beer, I put him on my lap and showed the crowd how he used his paws to masturbate. I played with his legs to show the stroking motion. We got the laugh, and I hit the bar. The funniest thing is, after all that, I went back the next week, and for 4 weeks after that. Something about the pain of it all must have intrigued me. Incidentally, it should be pointed out that nobody had a better time that first night than John John. He learned a fun new trick, and as they say, when a performer is having a good time, so will the audience. To this day, I think about that evening, and when things are going south for me on stage, I find myself pondering the ethical implications of stealing John John's act. If I didn't have so much respect for that damn dog, I just might have done it.